I do have a couple of calls from Hawaii, so apparently hearing us. Let's see what we've got. West of the Rockies, Dave, and I believe Honolulu, you're on the air.
Mabo, hi, calling from Honolulu.
Howdy.
I felt the earthquake 12 hours ago. It was like a roll and then a jolt and then back to a roll. And a couple of minutes later, the power went out, and while I was on the phone trying to call the electric company, there was an aftershock, which is more like a roll, about 15 seconds.
How many aftershocks have you felt thus far? Was that the only one?
I've only felt the one aftershock. There was another large aftershock around 10:30 Hawaii time, 1:30 p.m. Pacific Coast time. But other than that, most of the aftershocks have been felt mostly on the Big Island.
Right. You've got power again?
No, like you said, about 30% of the island has power, mostly in the southwest part of the island and the central part of the island. Where I live in East Honolulu, and it's still dark.
All right, Dave, thank you very, very much for the call. One more quickly. First-time caller line, Janice, Mount View, Hawaii. That's on the main island?
Well, that's on the Big Island of Hawaii. Island, most of our population is in Oahu, Honolulu. So we're very rural here. I'm about, 90, 100 miles from where the epicenter was.
Oh, my.
And I didn't know there was anything going on until I turned on the news.
Really?
No. I'm off the grid, so I didn't know there was a power outage, as is usually the case.
Uh-huh.
And I'm listening to you on my Free Play wind-up radio, so, no big deal.
God bless the Free Play radio. Boy, I'll tell you, when you need it, you really need it.
Oh, yeah. But I was talking to neighbors, and we were all saying, yeah, we felt it. And I was talking with my contractor when I heard it. When we felt it, we were discussing it. It was, like, shaking. And then some wave action. I didn't really feel it too much, but he's about 5 miles closer than I am. And he confirmed that it's like, it feels like you're surfing when you're standing on the land. And so that indicated to me it was a big one. So we were guessing, I thought it was like 5.2 at first, and then turned out.
Last word I have is 6.6 from KITV.
Right.
Okay.
I've been in quite a few major earthquakes. This is no big deal here. We get aftershocks all the time. But I felt one aftershock, actually two aftershocks, and that was it. I guess Kona, which is, like I say, about 100 miles from here, is where it's epicenter, towards the north end.
Right.
Hilo, where it's closest to where I am, is not that bad.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear it, Janice. Sounds like you're all right. Nothing fell off the shelves or anything like that.
No, the dog was barking. He was scared. And my friend's dogs were all whining and scared. And their birds were quiet. I was thinking how you have people indicating it.
Yeah.
Because I asked him if his dogs or any of his animals indicate anything. He said, his birds, when he goes in the morning, always make a whole lot of noise and talk to him. This morning, they were dead quiet when he went in. And then.
Well, animals seem to know that something is coming. Thank you very much, Janice. Well, some of the pictures from the main island that are now coming in are pretty impressive. I mean, giant boulders down on the road. All kinds of damage of that sort. So, anyway, Stan, there's no real way to comfort the people of Hawaii and tell them that this is it, it's over, because people, we just don't really know, do we?
No, I think what I was talking about before, about the stress lines going over towards San Francisco, if we have a major event over off the coast of San Francisco there, that could produce a tsunami coming back the other way if the plates move, in the right way.
Are you projecting that to occur?
Well, not for about another 3 or 4 days. This stress is a slow mover. We've been watching the area. If you look at the Encoda map that I've altered there to show where the fault lines are, where the stress points are, with a little pink arrow around a box around San Francisco, you can see that it's been very active. I'm seeing signals there over the entire week, every day, but not a major one other than the one where the square box is. So I'm waiting to see a stronger signal before, I get people too panicky there in San Francisco. But there's something going on out there. Even in the Gulf of Mexico and over toward toward Cuba, down back around through Central America, there's a lot of stress appearing there over the last week. And Well, you're getting a lot of, well, a little bit of stress over your direction.
We are. The Mayan volcano has recently been very active. There's now a volcano here on Luzon that looks like it's getting ready to pop, and they're talking about evacuating people. So is the Ring of Fire generally much more active than the last time we spoke?
I can't remember when that was, but I would think probably so.
It's been a while.
I'm seeing a very interesting pattern developing on the Ring of Fire in the western New Guinea and just south of you, just a wee bit there. There's a lot of stress, and directly across from that is Hawaii, and then directly across from that in a straight line is the west coast and the Juan de Fuca and the area that I've told you about, the Mendocino Fault, joining in there at in the western coast just above Sacramento. The areas that are apart, completely on either side, you know, antipodal of the Ring of Fire, could trigger each other. If you get the right timing of earthquakes either side, the shockwaves travel around that fault line or the Ring of Fire as well as across it. And we've noticed that if one big one goes, like, you know, 7 or 8 on one side, within 3 days, 3-4 days, it meets over on the other side. And if they're equally spaced, like they are, you know, opposite sides of it, it's possible that they could just trigger each other and have, you know, reciprocal earthquakes. But it doesn't happen very often. But what we're seeing in the South Pacific is a new possibly a break in the Pacific plate.
That goes to my question, Stan. It's not going to be one that the Hawaiians are going to like, but I'm a neophyte, so this may mean absolutely nothing. But when you get an earthquake that's caused by the weight of an island, the weight of volcanoes, and it's a vertical earthquake, I mean, in my mind, somewhere in the back of my mind, I think of the earth beneath the Hawaiian Islands sort of breaking. I mean, there's no chance, is there? There could be some gigantic something happen, and one of the islands just sort of fall into the sea. You couldn't have anything like that, could you?
Well, the thought crossed my mind, too. Not having enough data, I'd hate to panic people, but when it falls down like that, it sounds like a chamber has collapsed or something's given way to make room for it, because normally you think it's all igneous, you know, strong granite or, you know, pillow lava to build up all this stuff, and it'd be tough. Why did it collapse? This is a worry. I don't know what we're going to do about it. I guess, you know, people just prepare like that lady, and she says they have them all the time and not to worry, but people in the cities probably need to get prepared.
All right. People in the cities, I'm sure, are beginning to get prepared. From Manila, I'm Art Bell. Seems as though I've been blessed or cursed with covering breaking news a lot lately. The breaking news right now is the earthquake in Hawaii, 6.6. Now, that occurred off the northern end of the large island, the big island of Hawaii. There are certain kind of strange things about it. One, they're saying it was not due to the normal earthquake shifting of tectonic plates, but rather the weight of the volcanoes on the big island. So it's kind of like, boom, she settled down. And that was why it was mostly vertical in terms of the effect of the earthquake. Now, there have been as many as 50, maybe by now more than 50 aftershocks. And also, there's something odd about the aftershocks. You might want to make a note of this, Stan, and that is that the aftershocks are not really occurring in the same place as the main shocks. And so KITV Channel 4 in Honolulu itself is somewhat puzzled as they put up the apparent epicenter of the other quakes. Now, just before going back to Stan and before the break, I want to quickly cover a couple of calls here very quickly. I believe west of the Rockies, Sarah on the Big Island. Sarah?
Hi, Art.
Hi,
good
Sarah.
Good to talk to you. Yes,
good to
we're having
yes.
a little excitement over here on the Big Island.
Just a bit.
Yes. Well, this morning I was jolted out of bed about 14 minutes after 7, and everything, I live in a plantation house that is on a pier and post situation, and I wasn't sure that thing was going to stay up there. The lamp started swinging, and it lasted an awful long time, and then we got a second one. And that was a more of a rolling situation, and that didn't last as long. And then We never lost the electricity, but we lost our cable. And I see Honolulu is having all kinds of problems. And here on the Big Island, as far as I know, no one lost their electricity.
Oh, isn't that odd?
Yeah.
In other words, most all the electricity was gone on Oahu. They've got it back to about 30% now. But you didn't lose it there on the Big Island. There is quite a bit of rockfall damage. I guess, well, without cable, you wouldn't have seen it.
Yes, but also there's a large amount of landslides. Folks over there on the Hamakua coast, they're losing their property on the cliffs, and Kealakekua Bay, which is a very famous bay, they've lost a lot of land right down into the bay, and it's all orange, and there is.
You're exactly right. I watched an interview with your governor, Linda Lingle, and she had taken a flight which looked around the Big Island a little bit, and she said, my God, the cliffs falling into the ocean were just astounding.
Yes, it was amazing. But the mass chaos in Honolulu at the airport was quite interesting. And they still have not had all their electricity put back on.
Well, the last I heard, the airport did get electricity again. And I think they still have electricity at the airport. That was the latest I got. But all right, so any damage where you are?
Just rock falls.
Rock falls.
Yes, and now it's raining, and we have flash flood watches.
Just what you need after an earthquake. Sarah, yeah. Thank you so much for your a quick report.
Aloha,
indeed. And over very quickly to Carol, also on the Big Island of Hawaii. Carol, hello.
Yes, hi. I'm on the Hamakua coast, and I was looking at a map. It's about 60 miles from where the epicenter was. I'm on the east coast, and look out on the Pacific in an old plantation house, and I'll tell you, this is the strongest earthquake I experienced here, and the whole time that the earthquake was happening, the walls were just shaking. My next-door neighbor said he was outside, and he looked at his house, and he thought it was going to come off of its foundation, and when I finally got up, I had glass all over the kitchen. I had broken glasses and broken plates and dishes, and they were strewn all over the floor. In the afternoon, I discovered I couldn't get a drawer open because my stove had moved. I measured the amount of movement that it had moved almost 3 inches on the floor.